The Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
G'day, Troy. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You've brought us some flash-looking tracks this week.
I have. We've got some good stuff this week. Let's start with an anthology, shall we? This is from a 3LP set, and you could even say it's a various artist set.
Oh, okay.
Well, you kind of could, because... Juju, Oneness of Juju, Plunky and Juju, Plunky and Oneness. All of these things, while they all refer to the same group, it covers quite a swathe of different styles and times. What years are they there, Tess?
1970 to 1982.
Right, so that's not even half the lifespan of the band, but this is a 3LP anthology.
Far
that
out.
Now,
Heavy. It's
so
heavy.
How long?
Three
has
records in there.
Three, yeah. Nice.
How long has Oneness of Juju and its various different iterations actually been around for?
Since 1970,
okay.
I think.
And they're still going.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, they say, I think this one here is from Nier, Chapter 2. So this will be their second album that was just as Juju. Did it come out on Strata East? I think initially. Either way, you can hear at the moment. Kind of a spiritual jazz kind of early 70s kick. Did Oneness stay there? No. They upped the funk in the jazz, then they upped the funk in the funk, and they crossed into disco and all kinds of R&B and soul.
Awesome.
But this was kind of the beginning point. Now, we chose this one because we want to hear the vocal when it comes in.
This track is called The End of the Butterfly King.
Yep.
Which is a great title.
Who's put this one together? This is Strut have done this. Now
they're good, aren't they? They put great comps together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello. I know time is hard, big time capitalists being they self and niggas motion. Won't be long now. We just got to lay with it. Won't be long now. Righteous.
Blood's getting ready to deliver the word. Neo-colonialism, the last stage of imperialism. Babylon's about to fall. There's hope now, brothers. There's hope now, sisters. It's in the minds of the people. Can see it if you know it. Can see it if you know it. Feel it, be it. Watch the mad beast running round in circles.
This is amazing. Who is this vocalist?
I'm not sure which vocalist that is on this one. They have quite a few.
Right.
I don't think it's Plunky because there he is on the sax.
A new day is coming. A new day is coming. A new day is here. Seize the time. Seize the time. Seize the time.
This is seriously cool.
Yeah, so... Sentiment here, well, the new day hasn't come yet, but that doesn't mean that everything said in this isn't just as applicable today.
Right. You're not wrong there. Brothers, sisters, it's ours now if we use it. There is no time. I like what it says on the front from Exclaim has said, it's a staple of conscious dance floors. Which is a really interesting way of framing something, but makes a lot of sense, I think, listening to this. What's this photo here? Oh, this is awesome. Got members of Juju wearing shirts that say Juju. Doing the Black Power Fist. Looking righteous as. And this is from the CD booklet, is that right?
Yeah, so, well...
Got a flash box set CD there too.
There is. Look at these. Oh, yeah. So there's a... Like I said, this covers only a 12-year period.
Right. Only a 12-year
period. Only a 12-year period.
That's crazy. Most bands don't even last that long.
No, and nor do they put out such a range. Sometimes people find a sound and it's their sound and they stick with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oneness just kept on moving.
How many members has Oneness got?
Oh, had?
A
lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
So is it a bit of a ever-shifting cast of characters?
Yeah, it's pretty much Plunky and his brother are always there.
Yeah.
They were from Richmond, Virginia. In fact, I think they live in Richmond, Virginia again, but cool. At various times, one, this were based in San Francisco, sort of during the late hippie era, back in New York.
Got to say, there's some spectacular flares in this image here. That could be very San Fran situation going on.
I'm not entirely sure I approve of the width of those flares, but it doesn't matter what I think.
You're a mod through and through.
There you go. So there's the stuff from Juju and the Space Rangers on here. There's Okurema Asante and Plunky. The only thing which isn't here, which doesn't matter, you can find it elsewhere, is Indika and the Natives, which was actually predates Juju, but it was Juju backing a South African player.
This is very, very cool. We're listening to Oneness of Juju, African Rhythms, 1970 to 1982. It's a 3-LP set, very butty.
So remember, let's draw attention to something. African Rhythms was also the name of their first album.
Right.
And African Rhythms is what runs through everything they do, apart from the fact that they are African Americans.
Right. But, that's amazing.
This is
record.
Really, really cool.
I like the sound of that a lot. That is your first pick for the morning. What is this one?
Hit It.
Very different vibe.
A really different vibe from the Crate, actually.
Yeah. Mm.
This is a band from Dublin, Ireland, who are called Silverbacks. This is their debut record.
Oh, cool.
And go, oh, okay.
Nice vocalist.
On this bit.
Oh.
Wait till we hit the 1 minute 20 mark, approximately.
Approximately.
So this band is a four-piece, a pair of twins.
Oh, cool, okay. Love a family affair.
Yep.
Two family affairs this morning.
So this here is kind of a red herring for the record. What most of the record sounds like, we're going to hear
very soon. Oh, cool.
Shift.
Yeah. So, the twins, are they the vocalists or are they...
No.
No, they're the others.
This is one of the twins now.
Okay. So apart from being in the same family, how did this band come to be? What's their sort of origin?
I think that even though they're Irish, I think they were brought up in Belgium, Brussels.
Oh, wow, okay.
And they played together and were influenced by the Strokes. Tried to play
that
like Strokes type stuff.
Would make sense, yeah.
But you can hear on this record there's a lot of New York. Well, a lot of things that remind you of New York, whether it be Sonic Youth, whether it be television, whether it be the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Mm. However... none of it sounds like a copy, really.
No.
You got to. I almost feel like you should play something else from this. It's.
I'm definitely going to be going and giving this a listen. It's called Fad.
Yeah. Now, why is it called Fad? It's because last year or the last couple of years with Fontaine's DC and a girl band and everything, one of those stupid sort of media-driven. The Dublin post-punk rock scene is just pumping. You know, all that sort of nonsense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fad. However, they are related to Girl Band, and that the fellow from Girl Band produces this record.
Oh, cool, okay. So this track is called Club Silberrücken.
Yep, Club Silverback in Deutsch.
Deutsch. We've also got Dunkirk, Pink Tide, Drink It Down, Fad 95, Dud, Travel Lodge Punk, great name, Justin the Band, Gritting at the Lid, Muted Gold, Up the Nurses. Madra Usi? Uska?
Yep.
And Last Orders.
I think the one people are going to really click onto is that one, what's the third one called?
Drink It Down.
Drink It Down, because there's a line in it which is the most outstanding line of the record, I'd say, because it says, that wasn't Jesus, it was just in a dressing gown. So I think people are going to click onto that.
Whoa, okay. A very different gear shift once again.
Now, they live in Berlin, but they're a Japanese duo called Group A.
Cool.
And in the context of this one, we're listening to it from Laurel Halo's DJ Kicks.
Cool.
Now, that came out last year. It's only just come back into print, and a lot of people missed out last time. So
yeah, this is a popular one.
Wait for Group A to really kick it.
So for people who aren't familiar, do you want to explain what the DJ Kicks kind of series is, Troy?
It exists in two forms. The CD, which is like a big dance mix CD. It sort of replicates a club experience in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the LPs, the double LPs, which you can replicate the club experience in your own way, I suppose. I don't know. So that's what that is. Can I say something else about Group A?
You can.
I think they've done about five records. I've only heard two, and I think this one was on the one I heard, which was 70s equal A or something. It's these two people are out.
Out the gate.
Yeah. It's like a looped violin and primitive drum machines and tapes.
Alien vocals as well.
So what's the rest of the album like?
Well, Laurel Halo has taste, obviously.
Yeah.
And a lot of it sort of veers towards the minimal side of things, but like minimal dance floor sort of stuff. And I'm not saying Jeff Mills techno, even though there is a Jeff Mills techno tune on here.
Yes.
You know, as befits someone who comes from like the avant-garde end of electronics,
yeah.
I think her mix, or even her choices, sort of reflect that.
There is some really interesting people on this. Laurel Halo's got a few of her own tracks on here, fair enough.
Exclusives, yep.
Paris, Rose, Machine Woman, Fitzeagle, Siete Catorce? I don't know entirely how to pronounce that. Iconica, Panda Lasso, Nick Leon, Stefan Ringer, and Group A.
My picks from those two would be Iconica and Group A.
Cool.
If they're the ones that you want to like, dip your toe into.
So this is one that people should get down to the shop quick to get, because that'll probably...
It'll sell out again.
Go fast.
I think so.
That was Group A. We were also listening to Silverbacks and Oneness of Juju. Remind us of the names of those albums, Troy.
Silverbacks' debut LP is entitled Fad. I hope the vinyl arrives for tomorrow. It's worldwide release is tomorrow. But you might have noticed that there's something going on in the world at the moment, which is meaning everything is slowed
down a little
bit.
Slow.
So Silverback's Fad and in hand already and to be on the shelves tomorrow. Oneness of Juju, African Rhythms, 1970 to 82. It's the Strut Records 3LP set and little overview of Oneness.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Troy. See you in the shop.
Okay.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.